800-253-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This absolutely magnificent Monday, February 3rd. Again, the website is truckerrandyhealth.com. I got a couple of text messages of Missy during the break. Truckerrandyhealth.com. All one word, lowercase, no periods. Truckerrandyhealth.com. And if you can't go online, which I really like you guys to do, my before and after pictures, I'm amazed. Every time I go to this website and I look at it, I'm like, I remember that picture. I remember standing in front of her clock. She's got this big clock on the wall in her office. And I stood in front of it, and she snapped that picture on her iPhone. And then they cropped out my picture without the clock behind me and put it on the top of this website. Now, for some reason, if you can't go to the website, I really wish you could, truckerrandyhealth.com, but at least give them a call. Again, that phone number is 269-964-4044. Well, right next to my left ear, my show cap, my baseball cap that I wear, she now has a new red schedule now button link. Schedule now for a free consultation regarding the stem cell patches. You can hover over that and click on it, or the orange one above it, schedule now for a free consultation regarding a custom weight loss program. But then pull the scroll down and look at my pictures. Before and after, but my screenshots that are right there. April 23rd of 2023 until August 27th of 2023. 4 months and 4 days. Down 80 pounds. And again, if you analyze the numbers like Missy just did, you crunch them, 68 pounds of pure fat along with other things happening in the body, the visceral fat, the skeletal muscle, as well as the other types of fat that are there. Unbelievable. I'm going to say this wrong, subcutaneous fat, April, it was 35.8%. 4 months, 4 days later, that went down to 22.8, basically went down 13%. And these are percentages. But that visceral fat from 21 down to 10, unbelievable. So definitely get a hold of her, get the scale, and just start monitoring these numbers. Even if you don't invest in yourself in getting into the fat burning program or the wellness scan, just call and figure out how to get the scale in the app. You'll be amazed of these numbers. Now, I got a text from Anita listening down in Florida. She says, looks like you got your wish. Traverse City Wretched Eagle is now reporting that Pete Buttigieg is talking about running for the U.S. Senate seat. Excellent. Thank you, God. Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you, God. Yes, absolutely. Why I'm so excited? Because there was rumors he was considering running for governor. Governor. Chief Executive Officer of the state of Michigan in 2026. Now, the only two opportunities he had to be a CEO was when he was mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And he ran that town right into the ground. The other, Department of Transportation Secretary under Biden. And look at how badly he handled airports, bridges, roads, infrastructure as Secretary of Transportation. Now he wants to be the governor of Michigan? No, I don't think so. I do not want some carpetbagger that's never lived his entire life in our state being our governor. Sorry. Well, my prayers were answered. He's looking like answering. He is going to absolutely run for U.S. Senate. I got to respond to Patrick Kobach. He's texting me during the show, unrelated matter. I just said absolutely. The letter that Vicky is hoping to get to President Trump, he just asked me if I can send a pristine, non-folded copy, flat letter to President Trump or President Trump. So I will definitely, I'll put that in a priority envelope. I'll protect it, put a manila folder around it, and mail it to you, absolutely. Why? Because he's hoping to be able to meet with Donald Trump at the upcoming CPAC event. It's in Virginia. It's going to be held the same weekend that we're all down in Detroit at the state convention, Friday, February 21st and 22nd. Well, CPAC is happening, and Donald Trump will be speaking there. Mike Lindell, one of the speakers. Patrick works with Mike Lindell, and looking like this could be the opportunity for him to actually hand the letter in the manila folder directly to Vicky. One of the things you have to understand is we're going through this entire process heading into 2026. There's going to be all kinds of people announcing their intentions to run for office. Friday night when I attended the four state chair candidate event that the Charlevoix County Republican Party put on, Asuka, great venue. I'm going to take Vicky to that vineyard, to that winery, and show it to her. We'll go there and taste some of their wines. Great building, phenomenal venue. That was awesome. And I got to be honest, I got my opportunity through a county chair up in the UP to ask the question that I was wanting to pose to the four candidates. If you're elected to be the next chair of the Michigan Republican Party, will you or will you allow the Michigan Republican Party to sign a contract with Strategic National or any other entity of John Yobbs to be the political consultant for the state party in this next election cycle, yes or no? Yes or no? Well, former ambassador to Fiji under Donald Trump in his first administration, John Sella, said no. Scott Greenlee had to think about it for a minute, and he said yes. But Sean Maddock, without hesitation, yes, absolutely. Well, my endorsed candidate, Senator Jim Runstad, a resounding no. And it actually kind of triggered somewhat of a conversation between them up on the area they were sitting And I said, no, that's not the question. That is not what we're asking for. We're not asking for an explanation. We're asking for a yes or no answer. You answered, thank you very much. Now we're going to closing statements. Well, part of Scott Greenlee's closing statements, he altered his closing statement a little bit by then explaining his yes answer. I believe in open bidding and transparency, just like Senator Jim Runstedt. And if we put this out for bid and John Yap and his company ends up being the lower cost to do the same job, why would I not want a contract with him? Here's my problem. And they don't talk about this. They always talk about the cost per mailer, the cost per text message, the cost per every ad, TV or radio ad that's purchased. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is him handing him a contract and says, here, sign it and give me a check for $2 million. Give me a check for $1 million. Whatever it is as his consulting fee to be exclusively part of the Michigan GOP's work. What do I mean by work? The state party folks has to do the work of getting the messaging out. Not necessarily for any particular candidate until after the primary election. Once the primary election has nominated a person, you might have four or five people running for governor. You might have four or five people running for U.S. Senate. Once the primary is over in August, which I believe needs to be moved up to March or April, once the nominees have been determined, it's then the party's function to help supplement the messaging, to get it out. Not only as Republican Party is what we stand for, but we stand for and behind this person running for governor, this person running for U.S. Senate. That's the work. Well, Jim Runstedt plans to do the work himself. He's not going to hire John Yab's Strategic National and pay him $1 million or $2 million to do it, plus commissions on all this work that needs to be done. No, yes, yes, and no, in alphabetical order. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Lori texted me. Yes, the news is reporting that he just moved to Traverse City just 2 years ago. Yes. Now, he claims the reason that him and his husband, yes, he's married to a man, moved to Traverse City was to be closer to his parents who live on the Leelanau Peninsula, just north of Traverse City, that he wanted to be closer to them so that they could help with the babies. They adopted, I guess, two babies and wanted their help when he decided to run for governor in 2026. But now with Gary Peters, the Democrat, announcing he's not running for re-election, it's an open seat, and now he's announcing and kind of putting the rumor out there that he's floating the trial balloon of running for U.S. Senate. Lord Jesus, please, please make him the nominee for the Democrats. You Democrats listening, absolutely get behind Mayor Pete. Absolutely, please, please, please do so. He will be the easiest candidate on the planet to beat by, I don't care who the Republican is, we will flip that seat in this absolute MAGA movement era that we have here in Michigan. So please, please make Mayor Pete your candidate. Lord, please make that happen. Anita said she listened to the podcast from Friday's show, Friday, January 31st. If you go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, go to hour three, segment two, the last half hour of Friday's show. If you slide the little bar forward to the 16 minute mark, is the beginning of the last segment of what I said on the radio about Vicky's health issues. Anita texts in, says, so sorry about Vicky's health problems. I heard the rerun of your show and my heart sank hearing the sad news. Stay focused, Randy, on all the good that happens every day. Let your troubles be known as you did on Friday. Keeping it all inside will affect you physically. And Vicky needs you more than ever at a time such as this. I pray for Vicky and you every night. The Lord will get you both through this. Amen. Thank you, Anita. Truly appreciate you and all of you who sent me the text messages that you were praying for Vicky and her doctors. The last little hurdle we have to overcome is the biopsy of the lung that was done on Friday before I brought her home on Saturday. They're waiting for the results. Pray that the sample of the biopsy they took was benign and not cancer. On her left lung at 5 o'clock position, the doctor explained it to me. He was pretty optimistic. He said, based on the location of where the nodule is, the tumor, whatever it is, that he took a biopsy of, he said, Randy, that's far down below, away from the breast tissue. I don't think the breast cancer metastasized onto the lung. I think we'll find out that we're good to go. So continue your prayers for that. Also, speedy recovery. Now, I know she's starting to feel a little better because last night in bed, she asked me, when do you think I'll be able to go back to work? She likes her work. She likes the girls. Her chief deputy clerk, Annette Marcus, Christian Marcus's wife, Mickey, Missy, Amy, all the other girls in the office. She really loves working with them, and she's doing some great things there in the clerk's office. So she's kind of starting to get itching, wanting to go back to work. So pray for a speedy healing and recovery, and I greatly appreciate you guys doing that for us as well. Now, in the next hour, we're going to shift gears. We're going to partially go to Washington, partially go to Lansing, because there's some things happening that I need you guys to be aware of. I'm going to do a call to action in the third hour regarding you contacting your Republican state representatives and your Republican state senators. Actually, somebody within the Michigan House of Representatives, whether it was a secretary, a clerk, somebody, violated laws. Lawsuits need to be filed. This needs to be challenged in court. And I'm going to ask you to blow up the phones of your state reps and your state senators on this. I can't believe that they did what they did. Doesn't surprise me, but I can't believe it. I believe they actually violated not only state statutes, but possibly our Constitution of the state of Michigan. Teaching the state constitution, knowing what's in the articles they're referring to. Unbelievable what they did. So we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into a little bit about Washington. I think I'll do Washington in the first short segment, and then we'll spend the rest of the third hour talking about what the Democrats, somebody in the state House of Representatives office did that could have been a crime, and our call to action for the Republicans to do something. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies, by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender.